No, yeah, that's the ordinance.
I don't think so. I think it's just this one.
You ready to go?
Okay.
My name's... My name is Jeff Moritz, and I'll be opening the meeting of the Beck County Planning and Zoning, and I ask that its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left at Tom, with Tom.
I'm Jesse Detroit, thanks.
Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
Cole Skolem, Detroit Township.
Tommy Eilig, Detroit Lakes.
Nick Bowers, Erie Township.
Steve Lindo, Forest Township.
Kim Mattson, Cormorant Township.
John Oakinson, County Commissioner.
Craig Hall, Hideland Township.
Kyle Marbert, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Next order of business is we'll approve if any corrections and additions to the minutes from the previous meeting. Anything so noted? Not. This evening's hearing protocol, we'll introduce any old business that is set aside from the previous meeting. We'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zones, and preliminary plot approvals. I ask that the applicants step forward and introduce their application. I'd also like no one from the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without first going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. And after all have spoken, we'll ask for administrative staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate. This board is one of recommendations to the county board commissioners, typically address the planning and zoning matters at 9:30, but at this in this particular case, it'll be on December 17th at 10 a.m. This board is bound by state guidelines allowing a maximum of 60 days from the date of application to approve or deny. If the next hearing date does not fall within the 60 days, we will need to adjudicate an application this evening. However, the applicant may table their request at any time at no additional fees. Please shut off your cell phones. And we'll begin.
Mr. Chair, I know you mentioned the minutes, but could we get a motion on them?
Okay. Call a motion for the minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any comments or discussion? Not. Call for a vote. All those in favor, raise your hands. Motion carried.
Our first applicant of new business is Brian and Jill Andrew, requesting a change of zone from agricultural to residential.
I am Brian Andrew, and I submitted the application to change my property from agricultural to residential to possibly put in houses out there. I've had people approach me. One guy said I should be mining for gravel instead. I'd rather not do that because I'm going to live there too. And there's been others wanting to do commercial adventures on it, and I don't want to do them either. So am I going to change all the residential with the chance of building houses in there? That's what I like to go after. No timeline on how many, what section starting first necessarily, just general procedure.
Yes. So do you live in that one place that's on there right now? You're planning to keep that, so you're asking for that to be changed as well?
Yep. The whole thing. Yeah. My spot has 10 acres picked out of the middle of it. for 6 years, I think. And depending on where you go, it's from what you pay attention to things around. Everybody's asking for housing. We're short of housing. If I can provide some, that's a good one. We're on Tar, a couple miles out of town. I'm working in Osport.
So for your 10 acres that you live on, you're wanting to make that residential also so you can sell that off in lots?
Eventually someday it could happen.
Okay.
But I don't know as far as I'm concerned.
You know, not having a plat or preliminary plat too, I mean, it's part of the township, and you're going to want to have township input because you're going to ask them to take over the road. You know, you're going to make a road in there, kind of like some of the Sweeney additions. The township has assumed it, you know, to build it to the township standards.
Yep.
But something to consider when you're thinking about this is there's going to be some infrastructure that's going to need to be put in and to the right code if you want, or you can, I guess, take care of it yourself too. I mean, that's the other association or something like that. You can do that.
Okay. Well, we had a couple of places look at it. Meant to put in the 66 foot road and all the good stuff. It'd be two specs. Eventually, be my plan to blacktop it before we get much going on in there. A lot of speculation, nothing on paper.
I would just encourage you to order the township. We really don't want blacktop or, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for that much.
Wait.
Because sometimes it's harder to maintain for a township than gravel, but I get dust control for people living there. I can imagine all.
Yep.
It's just a balance.
I'm not a developer. Learn as we go, I got some guys and a lot of good advice. I know a lot of people that do that. So I understand what you're saying, but I thought it'd be better to come here first rather than go to township more.
What is the total acreage of the two pieces, sir?
69.5.
Because that all used to be one piece, Craig, all the way to that old farmhouse. Yep. Had all one, and then they kept like a 20 and then broke this off. And then I think it was only for sale, but he paid.
I'm long enough. I'd seen that for years. My dad and I cut wood out there in the 70s.
You're not planning to start building houses now?
Not right now, no. I don't have any definitive plans.
You just want to get a residential?
Get the zone changed.
And then you'll have some, you have no plans, no time period for anything at this time, except get a developer.
Right.
With this discussion with the developers you have talked to, what are they thinking for lot size? That they said, I'm just curious.
To be more on the affordable side of things.
Right.
One, a little bit more. Something like that. Not everybody, from the people you talk to, not everybody wants to have 2.5 acres. I don't mind more than 4 or 5, but people don't find time to maintain that, don't enjoy doing that. And to be more affordable, 1 acre lots would be not too bad. From the tentative drawing I did, you're looking at 1.19, 1.2s, things like that. I did have it all surveyed last summer, last fall, whatever. So it's all speculation, but it's time to get going.
When you said surveyed, basically a topo, but a topographic, the lay of the land, that's what you're saying? Not
everything.
Additional questions? Okay, thank you. We'll take the first person that would like to provide us with some testimony on this application. If someone's in the audience would like to come forth, introduce yourself if there is. A dozen people and we've got one speaker. You're all welcome. Again, all welcome.
Charlie, your township, are you guys wanting to speak to it at all, or what are your guys' thoughts? I like to take the township's input in a decision, so.
For changing it from ag to residential.
It's going to impact the road network, right?
It will. We anticipate, but we have no problem tonight changing it
recoding it. Just that we ask Mr. Andrew in the future if he'd continue to, or if he's willing to work with us on through the plan if he continues to build out there. We keep open communication so we can be more effective for it.
I have one.
Please come forward. Introduce yourself, please, if you would.
Dale Frank, I live across the road from Brian. And there is a culvert that goes underneath Cozy Cove Road that drains onto my property. So I'm a little concerned about the plan, the drainage and stuff, how much more water am I going to get? And then also from, I don't know if anybody's aware of this Floyd Lake spawning area, that's approximately only 700 plus or minus feet from the site. So I'm assuming some of that's going to come into play sooner or later, I hope.
Well, once the a plan is put forward to exactly what will happen to that, that'll all be presented within that. So that'll be addressed at that time generally.
Yeah, and he's going to have to manage his stormwater, given the disturbance here. So he'll have to manage it in accordance with the PCA and the Pelican River Watershed. But he'll have to contain that somehow through ponds or some sort of, I mean, I don't, whatever the engineers decided to mitigate.
Most likely ponds.
Most likely ponds.
Kyle, could you just explain a little bit, like, once this, what would be the next step? Once this gets approved to residential, do they have to come back with a plan?
If it was going to be more than three lots at one time, you'd have to come back through here. You would make a recommendation to the township. They have subdivision control through our joint powers.
So with that, all those concerns would be addressed?
Anything more than three lots, yes. So you disturb more than 1 acre. You trigger the MPCA, you disturb more than 10,000 square feet of impervious, you trigger the Pelican River Watershed. So both of those entities would be triggered.
But to be clear, he couldn't do three lots a year. That's by statute.
Okay.
He can do three lots a year without ever having to deal with any plan.
Okay.
He doesn't. It'd be a long process.
Okay, that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak? Okay. At this point, we close testimony and discuss amongst yourself, make a recommendation.
I mean, I just look at our comp plan, our draft comp plan that we've paid a consultant to do, and they've identified this as growth and residential, right? That's the, you know, I know the county board hasn't approved it yet, which sounds like the plan is next week, but that's what it's telling us as the board members, who we should be growing as a county, he has the space to do it right, is what I would say to that. I mean,
to me, the biggest thing I think Cole to add to it is what you've already alluded to. I don't know how we incorporate that, but I, you know, as a town board officer, I definitely think they need to work with the town board to make sure that there is a plan, you know, however it's going to be, make sure that, you know, because that is fairly open out there, that these guys have a way to grade the roads and mainly deal with the snow. And then for the local residents, you got to make sure that the storm water is contained on there versus putting it on someone else's property. Other than that, I don't see any issue, because they're exactly right. This is what the new comp plan is going to address. So
that's what it's telling us to do. So,
right.
Seems like it's out of town, but I live up there. It's not out of town to be here.
That's where town is going.
Right. It's either there
or south.
Or south. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, they're both doing it right now because the city's annexing again. So.
Other comments? No, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the request from agriculture to residential. I just encourage the landowner to work with the township on all their steps to try to make sure that, you know, your infrastructure can be handed to the township when it's time, if they accept it.
Okay, got a motion. Cole, who's second from someone?
I'll second it.
From Tommy. So we have a motion and a second to basically meet the condition that was put forth. Questions on that? Not, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify raising your hand. All those opposed? One nay.
Don't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. With that, any other orders of business tonight?
No, sir. Just a reminder, we'll have another public hearing next Wednesday.
Okay.
That's it?
Yep.
Dismissed.
See you guys next week.
What's your adjournment?
Second.